Hi guys, welcome back to Time Out with Caitlin. So this podcast is now available on Breaker, so you can also listen to it there. So today I want to talk about body positivity, and I have the director, Genuine Womanhood Initiative, and also a body positivity advocate, Lady Jane Undukwe, with me.
Hello.
So tell me a bit about body positivity. What's your take on it?
Well, I believe that everyone should really like who they are, okay? Because there's a lot of pressure on people to be who they're not. You know, adverts that tell us, you know, what a beautiful person should look like, you know, and which puts a lot of pressure on a lot of girls. So I believe that people should really like themselves, you know, within reason. Definitely within reason.
Yes. So I met a friend and she told me she wanted to lose weight so as to be a model. And I impulsively said to her that there were plus size models too. You know, what's your take on plus size models?
Well, not everyone is slim and not everyone can be slim. Okay. So there are plus size people in the real world.
That's true.
So, and they also need to be represented. You know, we can't force everybody to be slim or skinny. So, yeah. So if she just wants to lose weight, you know, to become a model, you know, you have to also, she needs to also think about, you know, is she naturally a chubby person, you know, and or is it that for some reason she gained some weight and she needs to just lose that weight to be able to become a model? So if she's naturally a chubby person and now wants to become, in quote, a skinny person, you know, it's also going to affect her. And we don't really want her suffering from anorexia, all in an attempt to become a model. You know, because that could also lead to some mental illness, you know, which we don't really want our girls suffering from.
That's true. We also need to recognize that no two people and no two bodies are alike.
True.
So for most girls and young ladies, during puberty, there's an increase in height and also in weight. So we also have to bear this in mind.
True.
Okay. So what is body positivity? Body positivity is a social movement that advocates the acceptance of all body types and sizes. More often than not, society mounts pressure on women to meet up with certain body requirements, and this pressure often propels most women to alter their appearance. That's the society we live in today. You're either too fat or too slim, which shouldn't be so.
Or even too black.
Yes.
Too black, and then people are now using bleaching creams that are, you know, causing cancer.
That's true.
You know, and then you have cases where people are putting in false eyelashes that are also impairing their vision, mm-hmm. and causing some adverse effects, you know, to their eyes and their pupils and all that, you know. So there's so many things that we're doing, you know, that really shouldn't be, especially if you know who you are and love who you are. You know, I think women, we need to get to the point where we can begin to accept ourselves just exactly as we are, because we are actually beautiful. Who is the person that tells you that you're not beautiful? You know, and then people make out, you know, all manner of things that they tell you, oh, you need to be this way, you need to walk in this way, you need to speak in that way, you need to dress this way. And so much unnecessary pressure for nothing. You know, because if you love yourself, you're going to carry yourself with a lot of dignity and with a lot of confidence. You know, and confidence actually gets heads turning. You know, irrespective of the bleaching and the whatever thing that you put on yourself, you know, a confident person walks in and all heads turn because of the confidence that person is carrying. So I think this should be what we need to champion more. You know, be confident in yourself. You know who you are, accept who you are. Just accept that you are beautiful. Find those things that actually work well with you. You know, the type of clothes that look good on you, the type of products that you could use to enhance your beauty, not to completely turn you into something that you're not. You know, so sometimes you look at some of these pictures, you know, the before and the after, and then you're screaming and thinking, could this be this one? You know, I mean, why do we have to do all that? You know,
I like that. So body positivity entails appreciating your body for what it is and just loving yourself. You know, it's a really beautiful one if we can just love ourselves and love our bodies, you know, accept our flaws, because when you dwell on those flaws, you tend to be less appreciative of your beautiful features.
True.
So how can we feel confident regardless of our body size?
Well, how can we feel confident? You know, I suppose you just need to look at yourself and find those things that make you stand out. You know, you may just have beautiful eyes that people love seeing. You know, it could be the way you walk, it could be the way you speak, it could just be the way you dress or the way you carry yourself. You know, so if you're able to find those things rather than dwell on your flaws, just like you just mentioned, you know, then you will find more things that would make you feel good about yourself. You know, and then also it's not so much of the physical attributes, you know, because I always say that all these things should also go with character. You know, because I mean, you may have a fine face, but a stinking character, you know, and people don't want to know. So, I mean, if you have a beautiful face with a lovely character, then you're good to go. You're good to go. You can go anywhere and people would recognize you. So these are things that we need to dwell on a little bit more, you know, than all these cosmetic things that are neither here nor there. You know, because at the end of the day, you're going to get old, whether we like it or not. You know, and then when you get old, some of those things will begin to fade away. You know, the wrinkles will come and, you know, the body will sag, you know, and so many other things. You know, then what are you going to do? Kill yourself? You know, so like I say, it's all within reason. You know, love yourself within reason. You know, and why I'm saying this is don't let yourself go. You know, because some people may now think, okay, I love myself, so I'm going to eat a basin of gari or chips or whatever it is and get fat, you know, and say I'm loving myself. No, you're killing yourself, you know. So within reason, you know, exercise, sleep well, drink plenty of water, eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, and keep fit, you know, and then just love yourself. You know, don't overdo it, you know, because anything done in excess is also bad. So that's what I can say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love yourself within reason.
Yeah.
And I think it's a wrap here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.